Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the corner of Broadway and Battery. Damon Bruce. Ray Ratto. Broadcasting in beautiful downtown San Francisco. This is Damon, Ratto, and Kulski on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome to you. It's good to be with you once again. Damon, Ratto, and Kulski. We're working Ray into the mix right now. Technical difficulty is always a good way to start a show. We've also got Matt Kulski back in the mix after he was certainly under the weather this weekend. Matt, it's good to have you back, and hopefully you're feeling better and through the worst of it.
Yes, it's good to be back. I think I am through the worst of it. Far from perfect, but hey, all I had to do was walk out to my back room and turn a thing on. So, I could do this.
There you go. I mean, let's be honest. When's the last time you turned anything on? So at least you still got it, baby.
Bingo.
It is. Yeah, it's really good to have you back. We're working on Ray here in just a moment. And we got quite a bit to get into today in a great lineup for you. Andrew Bogut is going to join us. He was playing in the Australian League Finals in front of, well, he had crowdless games. They were being, they tried to do what the NBA thought about doing, play games without a crowd, and then players basically looked around at each other and said, this is ridiculous, and the players basically shut the league down. We're going to talk to Andrew Bogut a little bit later on today at 3 o'clock. Jerry Colangelo is the chair of USA Basketball, and we learned today that the Olympics in Tokyo have officially been postponed to 2021. It is amazing how often us doubting a sport being able to contend becomes a story about, well, reasons why people say that's not true, and then 3 or 4 days later, that sport is canceling its season. That has happened in every single scenario that we've laid out, and the Olympics follow suit. That makes me think more and more about us worrying about Major League Baseball and the coming NFL season, and if these things really are about to start up. Jerry Colangelo knows an awful lot about the Olympics. He knows an awful lot about sports in America, its place in our culture, and the business that surrounds them. And he's a perfect guest to talk to a little bit later on this afternoon. That guy's seen them all, Matt. I mean, he really has. He's buried many bodies, and he has brought several back to life. Like, Jerry Colangelo has been there, done that when it comes to basketball in the country.
Yeah, and I mean, not just basketball. The guy is as prolific a sports figure as we have.
Yeah, he really is. Deeply involved several different ways. And that should be a fascinating interview. Kevin Arnovitz, more from the NBA a little bit later on today. And we will have a Tuesday trifecta for you before it's all said and done, since that's the day of the week that we're all looking at. This is supposed to be a very somber and sobering week in terms of COVID-19 headlines, and all math projections are insisting that the worst is not only yet to come, but is standing on the front porch and is nearly here. At the same time, there is mixed messages coming from the highest seat in the land about how to proceed. We see some sycophants starting to say things like it's an American duty to go back outside and re-jump the economy. It's amazing how often that is a mirror of whatever political spectrum you get lost in. And I don't want to turn this into a political conversation more than I want it to be a conversation about the right choices for health. The right choice, if you care about listening to a doctor, not a guy on TV who isn't even good at playing a doctor on TV, but every single medical physician, every single scientist in the world is in agreement that staying inside is the best preventative medicine. The rest of every other topic in the world be damned. Staying inside and protecting your own health is the thing to do right now. The fact that that is a mixed message, the fact that Florida, Texas, not on board with that. The country of India locked down 1.3 billion people today. But Florida's governor knows more about that, right? I mean, it's just, it's driving me nuts. It is counterintuitive to normal
common sense. And
yeah. I mean, really is. People who want to say, well, stay inside, you snowflake. I will. Thank you very much. And if that's all that's left, I'm pretty sure the world's a better place, like instantly, if that happens. So, this is Darwin happening in real time right in front of you. I mean, it really is. If while the forest is burning, you're not the animal running out of the forest. You're probably going to die in the forest. That's the way it goes.
Well, the thing I like is that they're...
Oh, hi, Ray.
Hi, I'm up now.
He's up now.
Yeah. You have two choices here. You can protect people or you can try to protect the money. And they've chosen option B, or they're trying to choose option B without realizing that money's no good unless it's in the hands of people. And if you're really thinking that the economy will start while people are dying, you're an idiot. You're wrong at the one thing you're trying to be right at, which is protecting the money, even if it means sacrificing people, because money has no value without people. Money is an entirely people-created construct. I'm not surprised anymore. I'm just not. You can't, I mean,
it's the last thing you said, Ray, that I think we need to be talking a lot more about as a society. Money is it's a construct. Finances, it's a social construct. And the idea that not just some people, but a shocking percentage of people in power prefer valuing that construct over human life is, while perhaps no longer surprising, it's devastating.
Got a talking point I saw that, you know, a lot of people's grandparents would be happy to die for what's the, you know, for what's best for America's economy. And that is just a level of sycophantic, dogmatic insanity that I can't even speak with any longer. The sad thing about social media is it allows everybody a megaphone that can be amplified when not everybody should be allowed near a megaphone. And it's staggering. It's tone deaf. And when it comes to being staggeringly tone deaf, let's get to our first sports story of the day because it involves the NCAA. What do you know? Have you guys seen this hour? We have learned that Trevor Lawrence and his girlfriend, who is the quarterback of Clemson, Trevor Lawrence, wanted to start a GoFundMe page to help COVID-19 in and around Clemson and in South Carolina. And the NCAA, in the name of amateurism, and you're not allowed to do that, has decided to shut that down. And what we're really looking at is, you know, the extinction of the NCAA as a relevant body in real time. We're looking at that. We're looking at that. The NCAA probably thought, well, the country can't function without the NCAA tournament. And look, we miss it, but you know, there it is. We're functioning right now, sort of. Not normally, but it's happening. And for that league to be this tone deaf, I mean, they are forwarding their own extinction. They really are. You could not be more obtuse in a time of generosity and giving and trying to do the right thing than to shut down the highest college football player with the biggest profile in the United States and try to let him know that he's done something wrong by trying to raise money for people out there trying to fight a disease in real time. It is staggeringly stupid, and it's incredible how many people in charge check the total a-hole staggeringly stupid box over and over again in 2020. It's staggering.
Well, again, because I'm the most cynical man in America, it's not staggering to me. It makes perfect sense because it is the NCAA. And the only thing left to do with this story now is to count the number of hours it takes for them to back off of this. Because Trevor Lawrence's girlfriend, Marissa Mowry, who is a soccer player at Anderson University and presumably, therefore, is also subject to NCAA rules and regulations, put this out on her Instagram page, I want to say, about 3 hours ago. So I'm just going to sit here and wait for the NCAA to get screamed at enough times to say, you know what, we're going to change our minds in hopes that the optic won't look so bad. It's a little bit like what the Philadelphia 76ers and New Jersey Devils, who are both owned by the same guy, found out when they announced that they were going to essentially cut salaries for people who work for them and had to be embarrassed by Joel Embiid, who was going to come up with the money to keep all those people afloat while this idiotic measure, you know, was being floated. And within 2 hours, the guy who owns both the Devils and the Sixers backed off. So I think that's what we're looking at here, is waiting to see when the NCAA finally gets screamed at enough times to say, we didn't mean it.
It's amazing how the general public seems to get it. Like, in almost any and all instances, you know, I've seen people say, well, what if we need to declare martial law to keep people inside? I live in San Francisco, and I'm not saying that every neighborhood is 100% complying, but we don't need martial law here. Like, people are getting it. People who have a certain degree of awareness about them understand what's going on. You know what the score is. And if you haven't already lost faith in being told the right thing by people who used to be able to do that to you, you're a rube. And no one can afford to be a rube right now. You need to find your own real information. I hope that is what Ray, Matt, and I are passing on to you in real time, without bias, without any sort of, this isn't scare tactics. We're not trying to drum up an audience. We're just trying to get you the right information. And the right information all points to stay in your house for as long as possible at this particular time. So whether you are in your home or in your car going back to your home, that's what I hope you're doing. We're thrilled to have you along with us. Thanks so much for taking 95.7 The Game with you. We'll tell you about downloading the radio.com app throughout the show today. If you don't know how to listen to us, it is incredibly easy. We've got a great show for you today. Andrew Bogut, Jerry Colangelo, Kevin Arnovitz joining us. We've got a Tuesday trifecta, and it's brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Our world has changed dramatically, and Chilton Auto Body is committing to helping maintain a sense of normalcy. All Bay Area Chilton Body locations are open to support you. They'll even deliver your car to you when it's ready to drive again. Schedule your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. We are just underway. You are welcome to be a part of it. 888-957-9570. Damon Ratto and Kolsky here on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game.
Conquer the everyday with 24-hour fitness. The 24Go app is thousands of workouts for the gym, home, or anywhere with expert videos to guide each move. Keep fit on your terms with 24-hour fitness. Your results are worth it. Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky. Here on 95.7 The Game. I saw one thing today, guys. I don't know if you caught this, but the FBI was offering an app to people. Like, please download the FBI How to Train Like an FBI Agent if you are being bored or want some physical activity. And geez, that sounds like a nice, generous thing to do. And you'd figure an FBI agent probably in really good shape, and their workout would be something that you could do without having a gym. You could do it by yourself. That's a really good idea. Then when you start reading the fine print, if you download that app, the FBI has access to all of your phone, your contacts, your photographs, your history, your emails, and it's all right there in plain English that you concede to have the FBI be able to have access to all of that. And somebody on Twitter was like, you're going to have to wake up, you know, much earlier on a quarantined Monday or Tuesday to fool me, FBI, and blew the lid off of all of that. I'm guessing neither of you are going to be downloading the FBI How to Train app, correct?
They lost me at workout. Go ahead.
Even if they weren't stealing my information, I have no interest in training like an FBI agent. Like, I don't... Train like a NFL wide receiver. There's a group of people who are uniformly in excellent physical condition. I don't feel the same way about FBI agents. No offense. I'm sure there's tons of FBI agents in great shape. I'm sure there's a few sitting behind a desk in not so great shape.
Of all the FBI training sequences, I'm sorry, Ray, but of all the FBI training sequences I've ever seen in a movie, it comes with like a really cool obstacle course. And unless you can get me an obstacle course, I'm not the one.
Right. Exactly.
Two other things. One, in most of those movies, the FBI agent wins by using a gun.
Correct.
And second, I've yet to meet an NFL wide receiver or an athlete of any kind who has asked me for my Social Security number and my PIN.
Yeah, that should be a red flag right there. It really should be. Some notes from the text line before we start talking about some of the moves that the 49ers made today. Damon, I get that there is shelter in place, but I have to work. I work in construction, so I can't exactly work from home, and I need to pay rent, so it's hard. Any recommendations? Yeah, if you're in the state of California, your employer is in complete violation of the shelter in place, and you should either contact an attorney, your employer directly, or someone in the state of California to pull the plug on what is a non-essential construction project. Unless you are building a hospital, sir or madam, I think you're getting screwed over by an overzealous employer right now. I think you should do something about that strongly. That would be my advice. You guys have any advice?
I think you probably hit the only rational explanation there, which is you can't do that.
Yeah, not allowed.
I mean, look, you could take it from us, or you could take it from the governor, who has like police around him and can basically make things happen that way. And when they say shelter in place is in place, it's in place.
And this this is the concern, by the way, you know, Texas and Florida are having right now. So my mother and sister are in Florida. My sister is at home, not wanting to go to work right now, not because she's lazy, not because she doesn't have a good work ethic, and not because she's independently wealthy and doesn't need the cash. She doesn't want to attract anything that she could turn around and then give to our mother, who is in her 70s in Sarasota. And my sister isn't going to have any protections because a governor who is basically a lapdog for President Orange Slice refuses to go along with science because he's got the president and Jesus working for him. And it's just it's criminal. It's absolutely criminal that because Florida won't agree to what we are all agreeing to, my sister is going to face the, well, might I be fired? Might I not have any protections of shelter in place because it's not statewide? And it is, it's just awful. Now, someone says here that I work construction at Tesla, and they say it's essential. Well, I believe that Tesla has become essential because right now they've converted the factory to produce ventilators and respiratory equipment. So I don't know what to tell you there. I think there needs to be massive nationwide debt forgiveness. It would be cool if instead of bailing out the Carnival Cruise Line, we could bail out hardworking Americans who can't do their jobs right now, or just say to every single landlord, you don't get any rent this month. You know, that's the way it's going to go. It's a rent-free month. It's a mortgage-free month for all America. We can all kick the can down the road for a month or two on that and then open business a little bit later on. I mean, I just don't understand.
And again, the financial markets are a social construct. That is all stuff that can be done if the government does it. And that's why, you know, we keep saying we prefer not to make this a political show. And I think it's fair for us to say that while discussing these issues, because they are not political issues. They're humanitarian issues. And the fact that a certain group of politicians refuses to recognize it and refuses to behave like human beings, that doesn't make it a political issue. That makes them a bunch of schmucks. But it doesn't make it a political issue. The reality here is people are in danger all over this country, and we have to do better.
Well, and there's so much misinformation, and I'm just telling you what I think should be happening. And people are saying, look, Damon, you know, you're wrong on the shelter in place concerning construction if you're providing construction to an essential infrastructure for the city or county. Yeah, it does vary site to site as what is deemed essential. Somebody says here that commercial construction has not been deemed essential, and residential new construction has been deemed essential, and all this stuff. All I can tell you is, if I were you, I'd tell your boss to go screw, and I would stay home right now. I mean, like, that's kind of the way it is. There's another job in construction, hopefully coming down the road for you one day. What I do know you will not be offered a second of is a second life to live, or a second a body to occupy should the one that you have give out and die because of this, or, you know, or anything else. I'm not unaware of the fact that I live a very blessed life. My wife and I have worked hard to be successful at what we do and have so many more comforts that people out there do not get to enjoy at this time. And I'm so aware of that. I don't say any of this thinking, let them eat cake. Believe me, none of this is coming from that. But there is no amount of dollar you will ever make. There is no day at work you will ever have that is more important than you waking up healthy tomorrow. It's the honest to God's truth. And look, I had a stroke, so I kind of had my entire life's perspective changed in that moment where I thought, there's nothing more important than the job that I got to go do and the show that I'm hosting. And then you have a stroke, and then you're like, oh, geez, I just hope to be normal again one day. And it just it changes everything. And then I think you add parenthood on top of that. Like I sat around today. I was looking at all this. I've grown up on the air in this town. 30-year-old Damon doesn't sound anything like 45-year-old Damon, who, by the way, will be here tomorrow. Frickin' tomorrow's my birthday. We can all have a shot on the air together. Blah, blah, blah. We go, I'll drink. How about that? Tomorrow at 5 o'clock, we drink for an hour to celebrate my birthday. You in?
What, does your birthday not start till 5? I say we drink at 2.
Again, it's got to be some semblance of a
Damon,
show.
Damon, do we have permission to drink here at the studio?
You have my permission to drink at the studio. Yes, you do.
Perfect.
I give you permission. Just, you know, make sure you're able to get home without having to drive, if that's the sort of thing.
What are we drinking, Damon? What's the drink of choice?
It's brown
Whatever
liquor.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, brown liquor. Brown liquor is the way to go.
I got a shot or two of Bullet just waiting for me, so I'm ready.
God bless.
Is that essential or non-essential?
The Bullet, it's essential.
Okay, I don't want you to be in violation of the law.
I don't think anyone would argue with that.
And for the construction guy that we've been talking about, maybe he is working at a place that is deemed essential, even by the governor of California. So we probably should know more about his particular situation before we simply decide, well, just don't show up. I mean, if it's not considered essential work by the, you know, by the people in charge of this, and I think our governor is more attuned to the science than most, then maybe he needs to be there, and maybe he shouldn't be condemned for being there. I just don't know what that construction project would be that is deemed essential by somebody higher on the authority chain and the knowledge chain than his boss.
Well, you know, today when we were talking about the things that we would bring up that sound like a normal sports show, you brought up the fact that Mets pitcher Noah Syndergaard is about to have Tommy John. He needs Tommy John surgery. And look, anyone with a multi-million dollar career who needs Tommy John surgery to keep it all together. Of course, that's very important for Noah and the Mets themselves. As I look at how, you know, should there be one surgical mask or rubber glove in America wasted on a Tommy John surgery right now? I mean, to me, the answer is no. And I love sports. I love pitching more than the next guy. But I'm going to tell you that pitching is a non-essential service while we're having doctor after doctor after doctor try to get a message out through social media. We're running out of gauze. Like, you know, I mean, it's so funny that we God, I don't even know where to go here. But look, you know, we were told, you know, the boogeyman's coming and he's going to have nuclear weapons and we're going to have this whole scary thing. And on 9/11, we got our ass kicked with our own airplanes and box cutters. You know, like everything you prepared for and every dollar you ever spent on military infrastructure did nothing that day. We got beat by box cutters and our own airplanes. Like, you were digital and we got beat on analog. That's how that happened. You would think that, you know, here now, in 2020, we might have learned some lessons from any of that and anticipated things like, all right, well, you know, if we don't have a cure overnight for a disease, we at least can't get beat by a lack of rubber gloves and surgical masks. You know, like, I mean, it's just staggering to me the poor choices that have been made over and over and over again. Someone's saying, Damon, radio is non-essential. We don't need it. Believe me, I've had this conversation with my own bosses. Sports talk radio right now? Yeah, no, it feels non-essential to me. But we have a job to do, and we can do it safely. And we appreciate that layer of safety that is available to us here at this station, that our boss made available to us before any other program director in the country made it available to their station. I'm in day 11 of quarantine. There are people who are in day number one right now. And it's just, again, I know we got a sports talk show to do today, but I'm just I cannot believe the confusion, the disinformation, and the greed that seem to be steering this ship when we need a real captain.
And I know Ray is not as surprised, and he's look, that probably makes him not just the most cynical man in America, but more realistic than those of us who continue to be surprised by the craven behavior of leadership. But I got to say, I mean, I guess maybe I just always imagined there would be a line at which the literal human death toll would snap people to. And even if it's not surprising, I just find it crushingly disappointing that line does not seem to exist.
Yeah, you would think that the protection of your own grandma and grandpa would be a motivator along the way. You would think the people who would, you know, would kind of like process an awful lot of information in real time. Did you see that America has a new hero? Remember that pock-faced, red-cheeked spring breaker who made a fool of himself by saying, you know, like, I don't care about this. It's not going to ruin my spring break. Same kid today is on Instagram begging America for forgiveness, saying he was unaware of how big and dangerous it was at the time, and he is deathly afraid that he has jeopardized other people. Like, if a drunk college kid can get all the information he needs in 2 or 3 days just by, you know, like America ridiculing them, it'd be nice if ridicule worked in every direction. It really would be. It's just absolutely staggering.
It's, remember, when it happens to somebody else, it's a thing. When it happens to you, it's a disaster. That's the rule of thumb here. And it's always been the rule of thumb in this country, because we all think we're bulletproof until we get wounded. It's really, it's right, no more complicated than that. When we feel it, it's a thing. When somebody else feels it, it's, well, it didn't happen to me because I'm just better. Well, nobody's better in this. The virus is kicking everybody's ass, and the virus is going to do that until we get a vaccine for it, period.
888-957-9570. We do have Andrew Bogut coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk to the 2015 NBA champ. That is Andrew Bogut. He is down under in Australia. I mean, my God, their entire country was basically on fire 3 weeks ago, and it's like that was 2 years ago. No one even remembers. We will talk to him. We'll talk about how the players took control of their own destinies down in the Australian Basketball League, and how his voice in the Australian Basketball League probably echoes and carries further than anyone else's. So we are going to have Andrew Bogut on at 3 o'clock today, and then at 4 o'clock, Jerry Colangelo, the director of USA Basketball, and what the postponement of the Olympics for 1 year means for him, and all of that going forward. Right now I got Alex in San Jose. Alex, you're on 95.7 The Game. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to help clear up the construction worker thing. I'm a construction worker out here in San Francisco, and they are deeming some residential projects essential, some not. How they're doing that, I don't know. But I know all companies, that the one I'm working for, and most guys that I know, they're all putting a disclaimer out there of, if you don't want to be here, you don't have to, and for any reason, you don't feel comfortable, you know?
Yeah, well, please exercise your right to not be there. It's the safest thing to do. It really, truly is. And I'm not worried about your employer. I will admit my logic doesn't follow me to worry about your paycheck, which is a real world issue for many, many people. I'm just trying to address the healthiest choices that we can make. And the healthiest choice right now is to stay inside. That is not debatable. This is not open for interpretation. I mean, you know, people who know more about this have told us what to do. Choose to ignore it or suffer the consequences.
Twitter, which is becoming less weird every day and yet more dangerous every day, there's now a discussion about where Syndergaard is having his surgery. He's not having it done in New York City, where there is basically an emergency about just sort of medical equipment. He's having it in Florida, which is interesting because Florida's governor had already ordered that elective medical procedures be postponed because of a shortage of medical resources. So I don't know where Syndergaard is going to get this surgery, where somewhere somebody in that chain isn't breaking a law or a directive of the state.
I don't understand it. And oh, by the way, getting on an airplane to fly to Florida right now is no bueno. I mean, just that alone, like we're going to go to Florida for anything, is a bad idea right now. And that is the situation that Florida has put on the table and remains on the table. Like, I was talking with my wife today about, all right, so should I burn a vacation week, fly to Florida with as much, you know, protection as I can against any and all germs, get my mom in a car and drive to California? Because I don't want my mom in Florida, if Florida's not going to take this as seriously as we are, then jeopardize her. I mean, what do I do? How do I go get her? What's the safest way to go about it? And that's what I've been thinking of today. Not necessarily the fact that the wide receiver, the Niners signed, was Travis Benjamin, who is like one big okay. Sure, why not? I mean, Travis Benjamin had one good season 5 years ago, and four way below average seasons with a Hall of Fame quarterback. and I don't know if that guy's even on the roster week one. I've been told, hey, you don't need to worry about this. They're still going to look to draft wide receiver. Okay. But, you know, Travis Benjamin coming off an injury that limited to just five games last year. Guy had 24 total targets and 12 games back in 2018, I don't know if he can get himself open. Like, I would much rather, knowing that Dante Pettis is Mr. Doghouse, I would much rather have Dante Pettis try to fight for a roster spot than Travis Benjamin. I'm like, what Dante Pettis might have is more intriguing to me than whatever Benjamin has left.
Oof.
That's tough.
Real, like, I know that's choice of mediocre NFL wide receiver potentials. The thing about Travis Benjamin is, you know, it just sounds a lot like Dante Pettis when you say it, now that you point it out, but like, if you could get him into space, he could still be a threat. He's been a successful kick returner in the past. Like, it That's such an incredible point that had not occurred to me since Travis Benjamin signed, that like maybe more than anything, taking a flyer on Travis Benjamin is as much a condemnation of Dante Pettis as anything else.
It really is.
I'm not sure about that. Only because I view Travis Benjamin, and maybe you guys do as well, as sort of a shot in the dark anyway. That's a no harm, no foul sort of acquisition.
Totally.
I mean, it's pretty clear that, I mean, Robbie Anderson, you know, got a contract for $20 million. If Travis Benjamin got that, then I'd say, well, that's an interesting choice. But this feels like it's no harm, no foul. And you at least now have sort of a notion of competition for the Pettis spot. And whether Pettis wins that or not is almost irrelevant. At least now they've got at least a measure of an alternative to him. And that still doesn't preclude them from picking a wide receiver in the 13 spot. I just think it's sort of a no harm, no foul. And so I don't regard this as negative or positive. I think it's one of those Kyle Shanahan kick the tires and see what we get kind of deals. It's a little bit like a low budget version of Tevin Coleman, where he had a game and then he didn't have several and people were down on him. And then he had another game. I think it's one of those let's see what happens signings. I think it's pretty much harmless.
Well, we'll see. Obviously, they need as much depth at wide receiver as they can get. But, you know, to me, I like guys who can swim in the depth. I don't know if Travis Benjamin can even swim anymore in the NFL, to be totally honest with you. But good luck. I mean, you know, he has done it at least once. Can he do it again? I would say 5 years down the road from his biggest season, the answer leans heavily towards no. But if it's a flyer, it's a flyer. We'll take a look at it. 888-957-9570. Your calls coming up next. I can't believe that today Cam Newton is teamless, jobless, and his future is about as bleak as a former number one pick in the draft who was an MVP of the league can look for a guy who still apparently has, you know, football left in him. Cam Newton, with nowhere to really turn right now, that's sort of amazing. We're going to come back and talk about that. We're going to talk to Andrew Bogut, and we're going to be talking with you coming up in just a moment here on 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570. Make sure you download the radio.com app and tell us and let us keep you all abreast of everything that's going on during these crazy times. We really appreciate you listening. We're going to try to entertain you. I know that it's been a little bit of a bitch fest, but I am on the wrong side of the bed. I got out of it this morning. I am not happy with the way things are being run. I mean, just straight up. And we criticize NFL coaches as if it were, you know, oh, this is some big important thing. I know what crap leadership is when I see it, and I see it in an awful lot of places where it's needed now more than ever. It's unbelievable. Go to the App Store. Make sure you favorite the station 95.7 The Game. I don't know if I did that read very well, but these are interesting times. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Good to have you here. Thanks so much for stopping on by. We've got plenty of time to take your calls. 888-957-9570 at 3 o'clock. Andrew Bogut's joining us. Former Golden State Warrior. He very much has one of the biggest voices in Australian basketball history, and he used that voice to essentially shut down the league in its championship round. They were trying to have a game without a crowd. Something the NBA thought about. The NBA had to be protected from itself, and the city of San Francisco stepped in to do that before any other municipality did. Andrew Bogut and the players down in the Australian Basketball League stepped in and just basically took a vote and said, we ain't doing this anymore. We're not going to play this game. It is unsafe for us to be out there doing it. We're going to talk to Andrew Bogut coming up at 3 o'clock a little bit later on. Jerry Colangelo, a man who is one of the more deeply involved figures in sports over the last 25, 30 years in terms of ownership, governorship, franchises, relocating, being born out of thin air, Team USA basketball. Jerry Colangelo's been there, done that, and seen it all. We're going to talk to him at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Ray, Matt, we got a couple of roster moves that the Niners announced today. Jimmy Ward is back on a 3-year deal. They signed linebacker Joe Walker to a 1-year deal, and then they tendered Ross Dwelle to a 1-year tender as well. So good for those guys. The news that Travis Benjamin was signed is not something to really get excited about it. Ray, you say there's no reason to not be worried about it either, and you're probably right. I think Cam Newton has a little reason to be worried. Released today by the Carolina Panthers, he is a man without an island who we all know was the number one pick in the draft, turned himself into an NFC champion who didn't win a Super Bowl, but was just in a Super Bowl a few years ago, the Super Bowl in Santa Clara, as a matter of fact, Super Bowl 50, and through injury concerns and a lack of production over the last couple of years, he fell out of favor in Carolina, and now a former MVP might be left without a chair to sit in when the music stops playing. Life comes at you fast in the NFL.
Yeah. I will deal with that in a second, but I just wanted to say, because we have a lot of people who listen who have gone to college and have student loan debt, that the education department is putting a stop to collecting on defaulted student loans until the corona pandemic passes. And they are ordering private collection firms to stop pursuing borrowers until further notice.
Wow. So,
If you're burdened with student debt, at least you can get your nose above water for a bit.
No forbearance tacked on right now or anything. That's good.
Yeah. As for Carolina and Cam Newton in particular, they have cleaned out a lot of salary in the last week or so. Dontari Poe, who they just let go, he came at a high number. Luke Kuechly just retired. His cap number wasn't enormous, but it was considerable. It's like they're starting over and not just making a statement about Cam Newton as much as they are saying, we're dead-ended, we're going back to square one with a whole new coach and a whole new ownership. I mean, it's almost like they are basically blowing it all up and trying to build something that they can like in about 3 or 4 years.
Well, except what's interesting about that is that defense, and obviously they do lose Kuechly from the defense, but that defense was really good last year, really good. And much of it is still intact. And as you say, they've cleared out a lot of money. So I'm not sure they see it as totally starting over. They signed Teddy Bridgewater, who I think they believe is a legit NFL starter. They just signed Robbie Anderson, who clearly they believe is a legit number one receiver, and you know, who can tell when you're on the Jets, but he's certainly done some things that are very impressive. I think they can remake this thing pretty quickly, would be my guess.
I think the Chargers are out of their mind if they don't get into the Cam Newton business.
Well, here's what I think is interesting about Cam. The Chargers, the Chargers to me look a lot more like a team that's trying to start over from square zero. And if that's what you're doing, then I'm not sure Cam Newton makes a ton of sense. What I think is interesting is I'm going to list off to you right now teams who I don't think have a clearly better quarterback than Cam Newton on the roster today. The New England Patriots, the Buffalo Bills, the New York Jets, the Miami Dolphins, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Tennessee Titans, the Indianapolis Colts, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Denver Broncos, the Oakland Raiders, the Chargers, who you mentioned, the New York Giants, Washington. What's that?
Bear down.
The Bears, the Lions, the Buccaneers have Brady now, but maybe the Rams even. And I would even say for a team like the Niners, for a team like who else is in the boat with a quarterback who's unproven, even like the Vikings, would Cam Newton, if there's not interest in him, which seems to be what people are saying, you wouldn't want Cam Newton as an insurance policy if Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt again? You telling me he's not a shocking upgrade over anything else on the roster?
Hey, what's the walkaway number for Cam? I mean, that's the
thing.
It's
a great question.
If he's not going to get starting quarterback money, does he want to give what's left of his body to a sport that has devalued him greatly? I mean, this guy is a former MVP who doesn't want to sign for a song, is coming off legitimate injury concerns. I know that the Panthers were nice enough to give him a physical, an independent physical, you know, saying that, you know, it's really hard to conduct business normally right now in the NFL in terms of giving physicals and who is going to pass what physical when and so on and so forth. So they tried to do right by him and say, you know, our doctors are telling us he's good to go. But still, Carolina's not interested in him being good to go. Matt Rhule's not interested in playing a single game with him. And he is the most important player in the history of the franchise of the Carolina Panthers. And if the Panthers ain't interested at any dollar amount, I really wonder what it will look like for him when the musical chairs stop. You're right. He would probably, at least theoretically, be an upgrade on every roster that you just mentioned, Matt. But at what point is he not willing to do this for $6.5 million? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want backup money.
The guy has been through an awful lot physically. There's no question about that.
Not to change the subject, but the NCAA has reacted as we expected.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence
just had to get
girlfriend?
Yelled at by the whole world for a while. Just needed the entire world to call them a bunch of schmucks to do the right thing. That's all.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about an hour ago, the news broke that the NCAA banned Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence and his girlfriend, who wanted to start a GoFundMe page to help COVID-19 people. And the NCAA said, you can't do that, and they forbid him to do that. And within about 45 minutes, the public outrage was so one-sided, bingo, bongo, he is now allowed to do that by the NCAA. Again, they're planning their own obsolescence in real time. It's spectacular.
Well, Jay Billis suggested another possibility, which I hadn't considered, which is that the Clemson athletic department might have been hypersensitive to the possibility that the NCAA would do this and might have told them to shut it down first. I don't know if that bears scrutiny once all the facts come out. He could be right, though. But either way, the NCAA has reversed itself a mere 22 hours after the initial Instagram went out and 3 hours since the story broke in the state, which is South Carolina's largest paper.
How much money has Trevor Lawrence made the NCAA? You know what I mean? How much money has been printed off of that kid's hard work and sweat going to back-to-back national championship games and putting Clemson on the map like no other quarterback has ever really done? He is all but assured to be the first pick of the next NFL draft, and you're going to pick a fight with that guy?
How much has he made for them in the last 3 weeks, though?
Yeah, you're right about that. Bum.
No, I mean, there's a possibility that the NCAA is not entirely guilty here, but it's the atmosphere that they create that makes people afraid to run afoul of them, even when their hearts are clearly in the right place and they are not trying to profit from anything because they're not shaving any money off this GoFundMe.
Well, and that's
unless
the
somebody
thing, Ray,
can show me that this is a scam.
But that's the thing to me is we can say, even if Jay Billis's scenario, which we have no idea if that's the case, that's just a theory he had. But whatever caused this, even if he's right, and it was an over-officious compliance officer trying to make sure they didn't get dinged, that's still the NCAA's fault because that's the environment they've created. That is the college sports world we live in because of the way the NCAA has done business my entire lifetime.
I do know this.
I'm not suggesting that the NCAA is either noble or could spell noble if you give it three tries, but the fingerprints might be somebody else's. And I think it allows us at least to explain this in a way that at least is more accurate and can allow us to speak more intelligently about what's wrong with the NC2A without using this as the smoking gun, except tangentially. That's all.
We have an awful lot to get into a little bit later on. I think we're going to discuss the most fascinating player or moment that we have covered in our careers. And when I just think about it, if you ask that question 20 years from now, I think you're going to come back to maybe the moment that we're in right now. This is as fascinating and unique a moment for sports as anyone who's ever covered it. And there are a lot of people, through their actions and what they do, revealing who they really are and what their real motivations are. And I'm keeping score. I got receipts. This is a moment in time where you're going to learn an awful lot about who is who really means what they say and who's got lip service for a press release. It's a fascinating time to be covering sports. And, oh, by the way, speaking of the time, welcome one and all to your 3 o'clock hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.